ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Some unconsciously, or we can say, out of ignorance, you don't know where energy is coming, where intelligence is coming. Actually, everything is coming from Krishna. Because our consciousness is polluted by material attractions, material objects. Yes. This is not a small thing. Many lives we don't have some relationship with Krishna. Therefore, still we are now, even we are coming to a conscious space. Yeah, those are devotees, they are conscious entities, conscious souls. They know the Lord is there, Krishna is there. But you have to realize, a devotee have to realize that the source of everything is Krishna. Source of knowledge, source of detachment, sloka. Source of everything is Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is life, Krishna is everything. And only we don't want to realize it. Actually, we don't want to realize it. We want to practice it. And we have to lead our life, not practice. We have to lead our life on the basis of that philosophy. Krishna is my life. Krishna is my life. Krishna moro pranandhana, Krishna moro jivana. Like Radharani said, Krishna is my life, Krishna is my soul, Krishna is my everything. Yes. A conscious entity, this is nature of a conscious, a real devotee. Yes. Without Krishna, actually, without establishing relationship with the Guru and Krishna, life is miserable. From every corner or every direction, you choose yourself. You can find some, you can say, safest position. A uncertain life. You understand? Uncertain life. How uncertain life? I can show you how everything is uncertain. So when you are small, you are studying in university or you are studying in school, it is uncertain. You don't know whether you will get a job or not. Even after achieving some job, you got some job. But this is uncertain. Also, where you will stay. And if suppose, so something is settled, your job is settled, your place is settled, now you have to marry. That is uncertain. You don't know to whom you marry. And you don't know how to lead your life with her or with him. But for how many days? This is uncertain. And after this, whether you can, after marriage, you can find some child. You have some child, son or daughter. That is uncertain. And after all, whether you will get peace or not, that is, what is certain? Anything someone can say, surety? No. Everything is uncertain. That means we are blindly following as sheep logic, you know? Sheep logic. That's just going in straight, you know, sheep. Yeah, sheep logic. Leader one is just in front. In front of the leader, you just put one stick. You show one stick, you'll jump. When you jump, you just bring out the stick. Even stick is not there. All ships will come and will jump in same place because our leader jumped. This is ship logic. They don't know my leader, why our leader jumped there, because there was a stick. Therefore he jumped. Now you bring out the sticks, but in same place, all his followers will jump. And we are like that. Everyone is following, everyone is just leading their life. We are like following simple logic. But we don't know the real fact. This is real fact. Krishna is our life. Krishna is life. Other thing, we are just because all problems coming for this body. Body is there, therefore everything. All problems coming. Yes, purpose said these things. You try to solve one problem. By solving one problem, another you can see back in your backside another 100 problems. Looks like okay, my problem will be solved in few years or few days. But no. Problem required. Life is full of problems. Why someone comes to Krishna consciousness? Why someone wants to become devotee? He knows, no, my life is uncertain. Everything is uncertain, only certainty is there with Krishna. If Krishna wants, then something will settle. Otherwise, everything is topsy-turvy. No one can give guarantees. This is life. That surety is only a pure soul can give you. Yes. Otherwise, everything. Maybe looks like it's settled, but nothing is settled. Nothing. Relation is not settled. Nothing is settled. Anytime. Within a fraction of second, how can you say? Relation member. No surety. You see the history. Time is very powerful. But we are worshipping Krishna and Krishna is all powerful. He is very powerful, but Krishna is all powerful. Yes, he is controlling time. Therefore, we are devotees. Bhakti Thanasa Thakur, yes, today I was reading one of his article. He is saying like that. What is Griha and who is Griha Medhi? You understand who is Griha Medhi? Who is attached householder? Who is Griha Medhi? One who have no attachment towards Guru and Krishna. Yes. Don't try to be, his words are very empowered words. Don't try to be half Vaishnav. You understand? Half Vaishnav. Try to be a full Vaishnav. Half Vaishnav, you understand? He's saying, don't try to think like that from Nabal, from Nabal to top, to your head, with all these parts, I will worship Krishna and from my navel to down I will enjoy. He was such a strict follower. Oh, Krishna. He's saying like that. Don't be a half Vaishnav. This half Vaishnav mentality. I will enjoy half part and I will enjoy. I will serve Krishna. He said, no, this is not possible. He straightly said, this is not possible. Even where has sold or whoever may be, our life is Krishna. Brajvasis, they are not Bhumsharis. They are householders, mostly they are householders. It does not depend on Bhumsharis, whoever, you may be Bhumshari or Grist or one. Don't try to become a half Vaishnavs. Yes, when I was reading, I just realized, what such a Ajari is saying? He is saying like that. Say, don't try to be a half Vaishnav. From top I want to enjoy, from bottom I want to enjoy. This is not possible. He said, Krishna is enjoyer. Just give enjoyment to your life. Enjoyment to Krishna. Then you will get enjoyment. His words very powerful and powerful. And his disciple is Prabhupada. Yeah. Seed is important. Don't try to see the tree. You understand? If you want to recognize tree, if you are clever, then you have first judge seed. Who is Prabhupada? You want to judge? Just judge his seed. His guru. Singha guru. Yeah. Singha guru. His preaching and his style so nice. Oh, I have many books. Before, I have no chance. Now, this Corona is giving me chance at least 1-2 articles I am always reading. Before I am so busy preaching. Yeah. I want to realize all these things and this is giving life. Yes. Aparivesh Acharya's purpose. I want to read systematically. Focus on everything. And I can show you also same thing. If you will find out, I can show you some statement. But Prabhupada, he is acharyas. You know, he don't want to hurt directly someone. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very strict, direct. And Prabhupada just, he want to make operation and just in such a way that patient, he will not suffer. He will not suffer. And he knows. And Prabhupada, because he is acharya, he is speaking in such a way, same word, in a, same meaning in a different word. You understand? Same meaning in different word. Same, all his good repetition. Most when I was reading, I compare, Prabhupada said these things. But in different word. Very sweet word, suitable word. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very strict. Very strict. Like that. Don't try to become half Vaishnava. His statements are like that. Today I was reading another one. You want to stay alone? Ekanta. You want to stay alone? You want to perform bhajan alone? He said, there is no alone place in this world. Because your mind is not alone. With your mind, many desires are there. When many desires is with your mind, where you are alone? You go anywhere, all desires will come. You are not alone. His statements are like that. Just rejecting everything. Just follow Sadhu Guru. His teaching is like that. Yes, Krishna is our life. We are discussing yesterday. Lord Balaram embraced his infallible brother and loved him. And knowing well, extend of Krishna's potency out of great feeling of love, Balaram lifted Krishna up on his lap and repeatedly looked at him. The cows, bullocks, and the young female calves also achieve highest pleasure. Highest pleasure. Highest pleasure. To sing Krishna. Krishna is now free from danger. They don't know anything. They only know Krishna. Yeah. They are in danger. In many places they are in danger. But they never consider their problems as a danger. Yes. More we become matured, more you come to one conclusion. What is that? More we get mature in spiritual life, more we come to one conclusion. Like Vrajavasis, like pure devotees, more you advance, more you can realize. All these problems is coming because I am not pleasing to Guru and Krishna. This is not a problem. This is not a problem. We are not coming to Krishna consciousness to solve our problems separately. Yogis, jnanis, karmis, their efforts always, separately they want to solve their problems. Their whole life, their life is struggling life. Why our life is not struggling life? We don't want to solve any problems. We know our master is there. A small child, he don't want to solve his problems. He know why my mother is there. Lost is with yogi, lost is with jnani, lost is with devotees. But why yogis, jnanis, they are disturbed after performing so many austerities, where a devotee is within his heart, still up to prem. This is there. But he is not disturbed. You know, my master is there. If something happen, my master will protect me. He knows my heart. I am facing this problem. Devotee life, this is devotee's hopeful life. Always hopeful life. Yeah. Therefore, Gurudev used to say, no question of pessimism, always optimism. You are in best hospital, best doctor, best medicine, best facilities. Then if you can't cure, then where is hope? There is no hope. Yes. Life is nothing. Life is nothing without Krishna. Try. I'm not saying I'm pure, but I have little experience. Little experience. From Shastra, from my Gurudev said, and now I am just seeing these things in the world, in outside, in society, what is going on. How everyone is unhappy. But still they have no power to realize. Even a devotee, he knows. Everything is a problem. But he can't control. Why? You have to increase your faith. You can't solve your problem. Krishna, this is surrender. This is beginning of our surrender life. I have thousand problems, Krishna. I cannot solve one problem. I have thousand problems. If I will try to solve my one problem, not in this life, thousand lives is required to solve one problem. But in one life, you can solve thousand problems. In one day. In that hope, I am still waiting when that merciful glance will come. Otherwise, what you are thinking? What you are thinking, what you are considering yourself? Just imagine. Is it possible for us to give up anything? Any of our bad habits? No. No, not possible. You marry, don't marry. Karma phala. This is karma phala. According to your karma, the propensity is there, habit is there. Who can sense? Krishna? Yes. Today I was reading from 11th canto, Krishna is saying some things. Straightly saying to thou, unless someone comes to sattvic stage, he cannot work from bhakti. Like morning, I just went, straightly saying. And how to increase sattvic bhakti, who to help in then giving so many instructions. Shastra, food, he said, even food. He said, many things. You cannot say, oh, I'll eat everything, then I'll become sattvic. No. Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking. You see, how he mentioned, in simple living, high thinking, very palatable, sweet words. But Bhaktisiddhanta could not allow like that. Very strict. But Prabhupada, very simple. Simple living. Simple living means everything should be simple. Eating, lifestyle, dress, whatever, everything will be simple. Yes. Imagine yourself. Just see, is it possible for me to solve any problems without Krishna? Where everything, life is uncertain, na? Yeah, I'm saying, I just forgot to say one thing. Everything is uncertain. But after all, life is uncertain. We have big plan, but we don't know tomorrow what will happen. Yeah. Don't know what will happen tomorrow. Everything is uncertain. And we are in such an uncertainty world, uncertainty body, anything, any moment may change. And but only one thing is certain. Sure, we can say guarantees. That is Krishna. Even we don't know Krishna, who is Krishna, how he will protect, how he will give guarantee, how he will... Because Acharya said. Put faith in Acharya, then experience will come. How Krishna is helping. How he is helping through Acharyas. How he is helping through Guru Vaishnavas. Yes. You don't think separately someone just maintaining their life, even karmis, jnanis, yogis. Krishna is still helping them. Why not to devotees? Brajbasis, they know these things. Like Balaram, they know. he just embrace Krishna. Bring Krishna's life. You are my life. Krishna is my life. Yes. And cows, bullocks, and female calves, they also. Highest pleasure, achieve the highest pleasure. Yes. We don't want lowest pleasure. Everyone wants highest pleasure. This is lowest pleasure, this bodily. Pleasure related with body is lowest pleasure. And not test. No test, no, how can you say? No pleasure at all. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Dehi sanspada bhoga dukkha juna yevate adhanta vanda kondaya na tesu ramate buddha. Buddha, they are droll headed. Krishna is very, but in few places he just used this word rascal. But other places he said intelligent. Means, you have to know whether I am intelligent or they are dull headed. They are just searching for this bodily pleasure. Prickly. This is prickly. For few hours or for few years, then whole life they will cry. But at a artificially you cannot check it. They have propensities. They are disturbing. They feel themselves disturbed. Okay, therefore Shastra Acharya said, okay, just go through Varnasram system. But be sure, without Krishna, peace is not there. Without Krishna, you cannot solve the problem. Where you may go? Without bhajan, everywhere, you can say it's dark. Without Krishna, everything is dark. You know, therefore Prabhupada, he is just mentioning the statement from Jatin Charitamrita, Krishna Surja Sama Maya Haya Andhakar. And swing one finger, Prabhupada saying these things. You know the small picture in Back to Godhead magazine? And Prabhupada just swing one finger. Krishna Surja Sama Maya Haya Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Where is Krishna? There is no Maya. I can't capture you. And Krishna is just like sun. And Maya is like dark. Darkness. Yes. So Nanda Maharaj becomes so happy. Nanda Vipra Samagatya Guru Bha Sakala Sakala Sakalatra Kaha Uchuste Kali Agrasto Dishtya Muktasta Bhatmaja. All the respectful Brahmins together with their wives came forward to greet Nanda Maharaj. They said him, your son was in the grip of Kaliya, but by the grace of providence, he is now free. By the grace of providence, he is now free. Yes. Brahmins are like that. No one knows. No one knows within the Braj Bhumi Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they have attraction for Krishna. Why they are attracting, why they are developing attraction for the Krishna, they don't know. This is Krishna's nature. He wants to attract everyone. Yes. Brahmins, they are just blessing, they are showering blessings to Nanda Maharaj. O Nanda, your son, by providential arrangement, is now free from danger. Yes, providential arrangement. They are not seeing Krishna. they are not seeing Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one knows. This is Krishna. What do you want to know? You want to know Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead or you want to love Krishna? You have to love Krishna. Krishna is very nice. Whether you are Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, this is not my business. Someone can say, how can I love if he is not Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yes, this is Aishwarya. How can you say? Opulent. But Krishna, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is Krishna's own statement. Apana ke bada mane, ama samahin. If someone always thinking, I am great. I am great, I am sure, I am supreme Lord. I am not so happy. But if someone think, he is greater than me, or equal with me, I am very happy. Like friendship mellow, parental mellow. Krishna wanted this. We have mellow, but we want to misuse it. We have mellow. We want friend, but we don't want Krishna as friend. We want a husband, but we don't want Krishna. You should come. I want to serve you. You should be my husband. Yeah. We have love. But you see, this is the problem. What to do? Many lives this problem. Many lives problem. And we have to serve in one life. And little risky. But actually this is not risky, this is a simple way, simple job. You know, very simple and you can say, shortcut job. With small job, you can maintain your life. With simplicity, just surrender at Lotus Feet of Guru and Krishna. I am your, you are mine. Third step, I don't know. Only I know these two things. You are mine. And I am your boss. And according to my capacity, I will serve you. And whatever my problems, it is up to you. When I am belongs to you, problem is also belongs to you. I am belongs to you. Problem is belongs to you. It is your problem. If my mind is not happy, it is your problem. But still I will serve you. My mind has some problem. Still I will serve you. Because I am your. And if you like, then I will continue my service with this sort of mind. Allow me, I'll serve. I will not give up. It is up to you. Simple, shortcut way. But to give up this independent and depend fully on Krishna, it is not so easy. But it is easy. By association. By association, you develop simple faith. Bas, Krishna, you are mine. I don't want anything. Nanda Maharaj, Brajavasis, Brahmans, Gopis, Kaudavas, cows, they only know Krishna. They don't inquire any time. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. But rather, in one time, they informed Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, that all Brajavasis, they held a meeting without Nanda Maharaj. You know what? They decide. They will approach to Nanda Maharaj to kick out Krishna from Vrindavan. They decide, you see. They have such power. They want to kick out Krishna from Vrindavan. Yes, he is Nanda's son. Why? You know why? You don't know, eh? Because they decide, you see, why so many demons now coming to Brajbhumi before? And all demons are coming and attacking to Krishna and Balram. When Krishna Balram went to, when he start his journey towards Vrindavan, tending cows, this problem is coming. And also we are doubting, they are doubting. Krishna's feature, Krishna's form is not like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. The little black Nanda and Maharaj is different. Maybe Nanda Maharaj brought this son from other place, borrowed from someone maybe. It's not Nanda's son. This is Brajavasis. They are so simple. They have love, but one day they think like that. They want. Let go to approach Nanda Maharaj and said to him. And when Radharani came to know this thing, she started to cry. What? They want to kick out Krishna from Vrindavan. They are so simple. Because Krishna is always, after Krishna coming to Vrindavan, he took bath, this all problem is coming. And sometimes it looks like a magician, he just lifted Govardhan Hill and killing so many demons. It looks like he's a different person. Maybe some demigod or someone, or maybe Nanda Maharaj brought him from somewhere. Then let's approach Nanda Maharaj. And Radharani started to cry and she informed to his father, "Father, please help. It's a dangerous situation. Where will go? All Brajavasis." And you know what happened? Then Vrishavanu, the king Vrishavanu went and he spoke. And he remembered. Again, he helped to remember the Brajavasi. You don't know who is Krishna? Gargacharya said, Anjasatari Siddhi. Oh, Nanda, be careful. You take care of this son. Take care of these children. Because these two brothers will save. They will save Brajavasis. They will save Vrindavan. They are not ordinary persons. And when Vrishavanu said, then all Brajavasis, they remember, yeah, we hear from Gargacharyas. Yes, they are our protectors. Maybe now they are attacking to Krishna. If Krishna will left, we will kick out Krishna, then all the demons will attack to us. Better Krishna should stay. They are so simple. Sometimes some thoughts is coming that they are deciding some things. Yes. They have nothing. They are so simple. They have some bullock cart. A simple mud hut. Yes. And with their bullock cart, everything is there. Within their bullock cart, everything. Their dress. You know, this meal. Everything. When they are residing in Vrindavan with their carts. Supreme Personality of Godhead, father, mother and associates, they like that. Simple life. When we want a palace, this room, that room, this marble, that marble, this one. What is that? What is that? Okay, now time is changing. We cannot stay. We cannot copy or we cannot imitate. Simple life, simple house, simple prasadam. What's this life? And in a simple heart, just chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Yeah, when your lifestyle is simple, everything is simple, then you can chant with simplicity. Yes. And Krishna, he liked this mood. He liked. Krishna don't want anything. He's full of opulence, full of knowledge, everything. But only he wants our simple heart. Simple heart. You understand? Simplicity is best. Krishna don't want. We should become very learned, very things. Only we have to know. With simple heart, I have to serve Krishna. What I am cooking, how I am serving Krishna, simply just accept. You are my everything. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my lover, you are my everything. This is Krishna consciousness. Separate desire means problem. When we have separate desire, problem. Without Krishna, Guru. Can't solve. What to do? Because everyone have no adhikar, right? They have different stages of their life. Therefore, Acharya is allowing. Hello. Okay, just go. You do that thing. But they are not happy. Why? Because they know the soul will suffer. Will suffer. Suffering is there. Without Krishna bhajan, suffering. Whole life. And it's not easy. Not easy also. If you don't have good association and healthy environment and healthy associate, like nice associates, one mind is creating how many problems? One mind. Now you want to stay with five minds, or two minds, or three minds. Imagine. Yes. Therefore those are sadhu, they are fortunate. But only they have to tolerate. Sadhu life means tolerate. Beast like a stone. Just wait when that day will come. You don't think grihasthas are not tolerating. You know before. Ask. You always have to adjust. You know, adjust. That is not in the West. India we have. When we are traveling in train, local train, they have some reservation seat, but you are requesting them, please give me seat. They are adjusting you. Instead of three, they are allowing you to sit. When you are sitting there, always in fear. They may say, okay, you go. Anytime they may say, okay, just stood up, I have to take rest. You understand? You are adjusting there. They are eating, they are enjoying, because they are seat. You are adjusting with fear. Our life is like that. Except Guru and Krishna, we are adjusting with everyone with fear. It's a bare fact. With bare fact, only we are adjusting. We don't know what will happen. Anytime we are adjusting with this person, he may say, "Why? I don't want to adjust with you." Then another problem. But Guru and Krishna, they don't want to adjust it with you. They'll give you a reservation seat, okay? You know, sometimes some charitable, I'm going to say, yeah, some kindness people, they just said, no, you can sleep. I will adjust anyway. So, Guru Sadhu and Guru are like that. They sacrifice everything. They're sacrificing everything for Guru and Krishna. After all, they're sacrificing all his time, everything for a soul. But after all these things, you don't think people will understand. People will repay. No one will say thanks to you. Who don't want also? Don't want. If they will give 1,000 or 1,000,000 thanks, I cannot get Krishna Prem or we cannot get Krishna Prem. If Krishna will say once, thank. Guru will say once, thank. Thank you. Finish. Otherwise, this is adjustment. Brajavasis, they are so simple. They know these things. And Brahmans, they approach. Danam de dehi danam de jatinam Krishna nirmukta hetave nanda prita manarajan gasruban matadadisat. They are such simple hearted. Nanda Maharaj. Yeah, Krishna, what do you think? You are thinking you can achieve Krishna or you can talk with Krishna face to face, or you'll conquer Krishna by other things? No. With your simple, you can say, affection mood, service mood. You say, how Nanda Maharaj is so obedient. When Brahman says, simple, yes, yes, yes. The Brahmans then advise Nanda Maharaj to accuse, assure, to assure that your son Krishna will always be free from danger. You should give charity to the Brahmans. These Brahmans. They assure your son always will be free from danger. Please give some charity to Brahmans. Immediately agree. He wants Krishna. Yes. What we want here? Why? What we want? You think someone just give up his house, he don't want to marry, that means he will solve his problem? Or someone wants to marry, he can solve his problem? No. If you want to marry, still problem. If you don't want to marry, still problem. We can solve our problem. This is the way. Krishna will solve our problems. Prabhupada said. Only problem, this is the only problem. There is no other problem. Problem is here. It is coming out due to my past karmic reaction. I can't solve any problems here. Krishna, by Krishna's blessing. We are a soul. Because body is like, the soul is thinking now, I am body. Therefore he is demanding, body demand. Eating, sleeping, meeting and dividing. But soul is Krishna's part and parcel. And this realization is not coming for the soul, therefore he is suffering. And artificially you cannot check it. But if you know the fact, this is the fact. This is the real fact, Krishna. You want to know Krishna? This is the way. Like Nandas, Yashodas, they are so simple hearted. And Krishna want to become their son. Yes. We want son, but we don't want Krishna. Son like Krishna. We want friend, but we don't want friend like Krishna. Yes. We have like capacities to make relationship with Krishna, but we don't have you can say like, you know, understand, like iron, a piece of iron, he have power to reserve, you know, he can have power to carry the fires, how can you say this? Yes, he can hear fires heat up the fire, he can carry, he have power, returns to, he have power, but fire is not his original, you can say, he is not the owner of this fire, he is dependent on fire. Iron, you just put iron, piece of iron within the fire, then it turns to fire. But without fire, he can't turn. Iron is always iron. But he have power. He have power to carry the heat and turns to. And we are like that. We have power. But this bhakti shakti is not our own. This is not our own property. It is Guru and Krishna's. Therefore, we are always praying. And that will solve our problems. Yes. That will solve our problems. Problem is coming from mind, sense, intelligence. Problem is coming from there. What is body? Problem is not coming from hand, from mouth, from other things. Everything is coming from sense. Body means sense. Body is nothing, love of matter. And what is body? Prabhupada is saying, body means senses. And senses are material. And problem is coming due to this uncontrolled senses. And how can you can control? This is the process. When mercy. Yes. Among the senses, I am mind. Indriyanam manas chasmi, Krishna is saying. Among the senses, I am mind. Then who is powerful? Among the senses, I am mind. And if you want to conquer mind, because I am mind, then you surrender at lotus feet of me. I'll make you free. A simple thing. A yogi cannot understand, a jnani cannot, even sometimes devotee is struggling. Oh, my mind is not controlled. Why you want separately to control your mind? Mind is Krishna. Mind is nothing. Mind is Krishna's. You think about Krishna, pray to Krishna, chant Krishna's name, serve Krishna. If Krishna please, then he'll control. He is just supplying his energy to man, and now he is withdrawing material energies. make it spiritualized. By blessings, like same iron, like we are discussing, like iron, put this iron within the fire. Now it turns to fire. Mercy, the same senses, now turns chit. It turns to, how can you say? Before material, now it is spiritual. Yes, the Brahmans, they advise Nanda Maharaj to assure that your son, Krishna, will always be free from danger. You should give charity to the Brahmans. Yes, they are devoted to Brahmans. How powerful you are. How sober you are. How gentle you are. How secure you are. In every aspect, if you discuss, one thing is there. What is that? How much you are giving respect to Brahman and Vaishnava's previous acharyas. How much affection you have for them. In which vision you are judging them. Or you are seeing them. Who are they? Who are they? That is your strength. Yes. If you want to become strength, this is the procedure. You see Krishna's father immediately accepting Brahman's order. And if you don't develop our vision towards Vaishnava, Brahmans, you know, especially Vaishnavas, their first most merciful incarnation of Krishna, first most merciful incarnation, then deities, then other brothers and relations. Vaishnavas manifested everything. Merciful incarnation. And if we don't realize them, and if we don't think, oh, they are our friend, yes, rejecting Krishna. Not worshipping. He saying, this verse is there. So, the Dambika Smruta is a proud fellow. He is worshipping me, but not worshipping my devotee. He is proud. I am belongs to my devotee. I am not separate from my devotee. Many verses are there. Jasodapi Mahabhago Nasta Labdha Prajasati Parishyajang Parishyajang Kamaropyam Mamochusru Kalamoho. The greatly fortunate mother Yashoda, having lost her son and then regained him, placed him on her lap. That chastity lady cried constant torrents of tears as she repeatedly embraced. This is Mother Yashoda. Yeah. You know, among Nanda and Yashoda, actually Krishna always remembering when he was remembered always when he was in Mathura and Dwaraka, always remembering about Yashoda. Where I can find mother like Yashoda? Yes. It's always remembering about Yashoda. And Yashoda, when Krishna left, same day, he just closed his eye. And he don't want to see Vrindavan. I don't want to see Vrindavan. Without Krishna, I don't want to see Vrindavan. Knowingly, we can say voluntarily, he is now blind. Although I was there. Such affection for Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur giving this commentary on that verse. Ado nastapraya pasat labdha praja jayasa. Before, he was dying. When he saw the condition of Krishna, ankam aropya parishrajayati purvam bahuloka upekhya avasyam tadrusa parishraja bhavatiti bhavam. Chakravarti mentioning. What happened? Balarama embraced. Krishna was too far from Yashoda. Because Yashoda, she was at that time like unconscious test. Now Krishna came forward. And many Vrajvasis are there. See, Yashoda wants to embrace Krishna. Yes. But now, because many people, but lastly she can't check her affection. When Krishna come forward, and she embrace and start to cry. Doesn't say like, yes. What Prabhupada said? Constant torrents of tears as she repeatedly embraced. This is love. Yes. This is umbrella. Yes. What is that? You know the prime ministers? Big persons, father, mother, others, they embrace for a few minutes. But a devotee, whole life he embraces Krishna within his heart. A pure devotee. He always wants to embrace Krishna's lotus feet. Yes. Yeah. He's saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Sushar said, yeah, today I was reading Bhaktisiddhanta said, follow strictly, rigidly all the Vedic, Vidhi Bhaktis. In name of advancement, artificially, you cannot meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. When you meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, then you will see Krishna's lotus feet as, you know, parrots. How can you say this one? Peak. Peak, yeah? Yeah, parrots peak. You cannot see Krishna's lotus feet. When you meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, you will see as peak of him. Parrot. And not only that, he's saying, he's such, oh Krishna. And he's saying, not only that, after that thing, you'll see, someone wants to kill this parrot. Then you can see the weapon. And you want to focus on Krishna's lotus feet, last you see the weapon and pick up this parrot. And where is your meditation now? Where is your meditation now? He said, no, artificial, you cannot do all these things. Just stop. Follow acharyas and stick to Vidhi Bhaktis. For natural attachment will come. And without offense, you will chant holy name. Form will appear. Very strict his words, so powerful words. Yes. Opposite dhanta harini. His business was to cut down the opposite dhantas. Yes. Whole life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur performed such an austere life. Just to revive Krishna consciousness. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after Sada Goswami's time change. And follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Swajiyas. Yes, they want to enjoy. In putting tilak, they want to enjoy. Oh man, even as a saintly persons, they're keeping widow women. And at that time, most of the Brahmins and the higher caste people, they're thinking, this is only meant for, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is only meant for lower caste peoples. He was crying at that time. When he associated with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and when he saw this Mahaprabhu's birthplace, then he said, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came, descended here to give us love. But what people are thinking about him? No. I have to write in Shastra. Who is powerful? Shastra or Shastra? Weapon? Or? Shastra. Literature. Who is powerful? By weapon you can kill someone, but you cannot change someone. But Shastra, literature, yes, just transfer. You just clean your heart, cleanse your heart. He will kill you in a different way. He will not kill like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never killed demon. He just killed demon, he can propel cities. Shastra is like that. That way he wrote down. He don't have time. He want to preach. Only started few namatas. But he was meditating. When he was in Puri, he was meditating to Bimala Devi. Please give me shot. Like Vasudeva. As they always praying. I wrote down Bhagavatam, but I want a preacher. But whenever I saw all saintly persons, they have little fault. Someone is very austere, nice, but he's very angry. He has angerness. He's an angry person. Someone have loss. Someone have this loss, greed. I don't find someone such qualified to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. Please give me son. Please give me son. He went to Vedaric Ashram. And there he performed straight. Then he found out Sukhdev. Bhakti Vinod Thakur like that. He prayed so much to Jagannath and Vimala Devi. Then his son is called, his first name was Vimala Prasad. Vimala Prasad. You see how he was. Like lion. Vimala Prasad. And he came. Oh, at that time India's condition was so fallen, especially about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Different religions, and they don't have belief about Vaishnavism, they don't have ideas, they don't like. this kirtan, and he established 64 Gaudiya Mathas and preaching, and especially at that time Brahmins are totally against of Vaishnavas. Yes. Kastiji was very prominent at that time, especially Brahmins. They're always opposing Vaishnavas. And opposite dhanta harini. You want to only cut down the opposite dhantas. How can you say? Yeah. Yes, misconceptions. Whole lie. He struggled for that thing. Going to Vrajavas, when he went to Vrindavan, he saw same thing. What? In Radhakund, this is going on? In name of meditation, in name of saintly persons, you are here enjoying moments? Oh, I don't want. I have to preach boldly. Many people at that time, they don't understand. And whole life he was. And his guru order. His guru, Gorkhista Rajmara said, okay, I know you want to go to Western world, but this is my request, don't go to Western world, I may miss you. You are so beautiful. And this is, even he was not allowing his disciple go to Calcutta. This is the capital of Kali and Maya. Don't go there. And he said, no, you don't go to West. I don't want to miss you. He instructed, you send Piyada, you know Piyada in Bengali is called Piyada, means your own man, who will carry message for you. You send some, your own man. Who became his own man? Prabhupada. Yes, his guru's teacher. This is Gorakrishna Swami's desire. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. Therefore, Gurudev used to say, all Parampara's mercy, all Mahaprabhu's mercy, he was carrying. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gorakrishna Swami's don't want, you should go. You will not fall down. But he knows, you have to preach in India. Make a base here. Cut down all opposite dhantas. Yes. Our life is different. Krishna consciousness, Krishna is our life. And we, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to become a half Vaishnava. Just full Vaishnava. Try your best. Yes. Although it is not possible for everyone, but it is our achievement. It is our goal. I want to give 100% enjoyment to Krishna. And whatever remnants, whatever Krishna will supply, I will accept. Even you want to enjoy 100%, still suffering. Then why don't you try 50% at least for Krishna? Then you can know. Then you can increase maybe your percentage. Try something. Yes, otherwise, why is hope? I don't know. Yes, this is our fortune. I don't know how we came to Krishna consciousness. We don't know. You may know because many people are preaching at that time in your countries, distributing books. But how we came, we don't know. And how we came to Krishna consciousness and such a bona fide parampara. And how we meet pure devotees. At that time, who is devotee, who is pure devotee? We know. Oh, I want to stay in ashram, bus. I want to become a saintly person. Just I don't want to stay in this world. By their blessings, by Guru's blessings, Prabhupada's blessings, pure devotee's blessing, just we are realizing small things. You don't think we are realizing everything. Many things are there. Many. Krishna, full of fellows. Yes. Okay, only we have to love him. We have to share our love and affection. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharasya Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Gurudev ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramana.